At the quarterback position, like I said last week, we were scheduled for Russ to work in totality. He did that. Over the course of the week, I got comfortable with his ability to display his health. Now it's about, you know, knocking the rust off. He did some of that last week. He is in consideration this week. We'll see where that leads us, man. Both guys at the quarterback position are scheduled to work tomorrow, and we'll just walk it day by day, all geared toward putting ourselves in best position to win the football game.
All right, Mike Tomlin still not naming a starting quarterback, but the people in the know at NFL Network say they have the answer, and it's Russell Wilson. Tom Pelissero, a few minutes before Tomlin took to the microphone, said Russell Wilson is in line to start. JFC is what I say back to that. I have to censor myself because I started yesterday's show by saying we're talking about this, even though I don't think it should be a talking point. Well, the coach evidently thinks that you can bench a quarterback after a 3-touchdown win when the offense scores 32 points because he made a deal with Russell Wilson long ago and wants to see what Russell Wilson can do in this offense. He also said stats were for losers today, Chris.
They're comfort then, food when you take the L.
Yeah, and then he went on to...
Are timeouts also for losers?
He also went on to use statistics to make some of his points, which I thought were pretty funny. Like Aaron Rodgers having, I think he said, the most touchdowns in NFL history.
What if somebody had just yelled out, loser?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going on vibes here, I think. I also thought he kind
what
of...
vibes?
Like, Russell Wilson, he has the...
It factor?
You know, the veteran it factor.
The
he's been there,
savvy.
Done that. You know, I saw one of my buddies texted me and just said, well, they probably think Fields is just limited right now as a passer and Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl champion. And I quickly said, and this person agreed, was a Super Bowl champion. Like, so Mike said it, veterans, some guys with long resumes, you feel good about ramping them up quickly and throwing them in there. Russ hasn't been the player Mike is sort of talking him about him being for years. He was good last year numerically, like speaking. He was... touchdowns and interceptions, you'd say I'd sign up for that, especially in this town, but he's not the same version of himself. And here's my biggest problem with it. I was probably like somebody that was influenced by how bad I thought Fields looked in that game at times against the Raiders, how many missed throws there were. And I said I wouldn't take him out for this game, but I could at least understand somebody trying to make the case that they should. We know of one thing based on almost everybody who watches football, like their opinions, that Russ probably does better. He's a more accurate passer in the long run. He's probably throwing a better, prettier deep ball. He puts more air under it. He's long thrown a beautiful deep ball, even better than Fields typically throws. What else does he do better? He doesn't run better. Tomlin was comically blunt when asked about that straight away, like almost answered it like I'm making fun of Russ for how slow he is. Okay, so he's not a better runner. He isn't a quicker processor in terms of what matters, which is time to throw. He holds onto the ball functionally just as long as Fields does, if not longer at times. He doesn't really use the middle of the field, which to Fields' credit, he has done a lot more of since the start of the season till now. He certainly doesn't make plays with his legs. The designed runs are gone. The dangerous scrambles that Fields absolutely hurt teams with, including the Raiders, they're gone too. You are hanging your hat, if you are Mike Tomlin, with this move. You are hanging your hat on him being a way better passer and your passing game making a quantum leap forward with Russell Wilson because of the other things that you are sacrificing. That's the bottom line here. Here's the problem. Who are the guys he's throwing to? There are charts out there that through 4 weeks, nobody was basically more accurate while throwing to more closely covered receivers than Justin Fields. Almost every one of these advanced stats about Justin Fields paints a favorable picture for him. More favorable than I've even been with these last two games kind of sticking in my memory. Almost every single person that does this, that analyzes football at a high level, watches the tape, checks the stats. You said EPA is a big one for people who bet large sums of money now. Expected points added. Most of those people think that this is a crazy decision by Mike Tomlin.
No, it's not just them. It's former quarterbacks. It's guys that watch tape for a living. Dan Orlovsky said that yesterday on TV. I'm guessing when he gets on ESPN again tomorrow, he's going to say the same thing. We've got Roethlisberger clips. We've got people that are in the video community more than anybody else. Tomlin said that Wilson needs to knock the rust off. So you are admitting that somebody is going to go in at less than 100% of what they normally are because they haven't played in so long, This is not the right time to make that sacrifice. You are admitting that someone is going to need time to get to where you want them later in the year, and you want a game against the Jets to be the experimental game for that. If you were the Bengals record wise right now, or you were the Browns at 1-5, and you really had your backs against the wall and nowhere to go but up, I would understand that. You're 4-2 with the best point differential in the NFL. If this blows up
in the
AFC, thank you for that clarification, because the whole NFC North.
I think the Lions literally had a 38-point differential this week.
Okay, but my point is, if this blows up in your face and you lose a game to the Jets and you maybe start Russell Wilson next week and he loses that game too, and then you have to go back to Fields after the bye, I mean, this could honestly end up being the difference between you winning the division and losing the division, making the playoffs and missing the playoffs. And I just don't think the offense has been bad enough, and I don't think that Justin Fields has struggled enough to make this decision now. Everything you said about the Russell Wilson quarterback personality, what are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? What does this guy bring to the table? The numbers are undeniable. He holds onto the ball for a very long time. Now you're subtracting your most consistent offensive lineman, Frazier, for this game, replacing him with a guy that is about to make his first NFL start at center, who's never, is undrafted guy, never started a game. You think that's the best time to get Russell Wilson in there? Oh, well, Justin Fields fumbles the ball too much. Go look at Russell Wilson's fumble stats. Go look at his sack stats. Go look at the middle of the field. He's not unlocking anything in the middle of the field. I have the stats for losers numbers on that. He threw the ball to the middle of the field 11% of the time last year. That was the lowest number in the NFL. And you're taking him out for the guy that's fourth in QB rushing yards. Well, maybe you think a quarterback should be more of a thrower than a runner. I agree. But still, Fields has more rushing yards at this point in the season than Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. It is an X factor. That was the one thing Tomlin told the truth about today. So I don't, the only reason this makes sense is because Mike knows he is a quarterback who he had a handshake deal with, and yes, he's won a Super Bowl, and maybe there is something there with Russell Wilson to unlock. I'm not completely ruling that out. I just don't get the timing of it. Timing is everything in life. Why now? Why this game? When your offensive line is in shambles and you just won by 19 points.
Would he be doing this if his defense hadn't given up the game-winning touchdown drive to the Cowboys and they were 5-1 coming off of two straight wins in a loss where his defense got carved up by Joe Flacco? Name for me. I said Fields played horribly the first half against Dallas. By the way, Russell Wilson last year, average time to throw 3.06 seconds. Fields was the highest at 3.23.
He's cut it down to
Fields
three.
Has cut it down to lower than what Wilson was last year, this year so far.
Yeah, he also gets out of there and runs
much better. I'm aware. So am I to believe that if this team was 5-1 or 6-0, and the only real reason that they're not is their defense, which gave up a ton of points against Indy, which gave up a late lead against Dallas, that if they were 5-1 or 6-0, this would still be happening?
No, of course not.
So then the real reason, hold on, then to be very clear here, the real reason he's putting Wilson in,
I think he feels like he owes it to him.
It's either that or because his defense wasn't good enough to win two games that probably they should have.
Just go through this battery of questions on this situation. Do the Jets consistently get pressure on quarterbacks? Yes, they do. They are third in the league in sacks, and I think they're fifth in pressure rate or something like that. I mean, Tomlin wasn't bloviating and lying about that either. They do. That's one of the things they've done this year with a losing record. They get to the quarterback. Okay?
Very disruptive guy up the middle, too.
Do you have a good pass-blocking offensive line? No. Do you have a quarterback that, with a calf injury, can elude a pass rush? No. Does he get the ball out fast to avoid getting hit by those pass rushers? No. Schematically in X's and O's, this is a terrible game to throw a guy
into. His calf isn't compromised, though. Did he not say Russ is 100%? He was asked point blank if he's 100% healthy.
But then he made it sound like there's a gulf between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields
because
as a runner.
Because there is. That's like a rare moment of honesty there. There is. Fields is, at worst, the second best running quarterback in the league, and sometimes when he gets out in the true open field, he's the best. He's a tank running downhill. Russ is not that anymore.